The next speaker is Dr. Johnny Johnson. Dr. Johnson got his dental degree from the University of Florida, his pediatric dentistry degree from the University of North Carolina. He's board certified in pediatric dentistry, and he's been in private practice most of his life. He calls himself an accidental national advocate for fluoridation because fluoridation was challenged in his county of 700,000 residents in Pinellas County in Florida. And that's where he became involved. He fought the battle. He won it. And he's been an activist and an advocate for fluoridation for many communities throughout the United States. He'll go anywhere to fight to keep fluoridation in that community or to help get fluoridation in that community. And it's nice to have someone who's essentially a private practitioner who has this passion to do something about the public health and about fluoridation. And much of his life now is focused on doing something to preserve and continue the health and economic benefits of community water fluoridation. Dr. Johnny Johnson. Johnny? Let's give him a round of applause.
Thank you. Let me first say, he's a tyrant, so I'm going to keep my time here and close. Thank you all for coming out today. I am a Republican, let me say that first, and I do that just to irritate my party. If nothing else, I've been a Republican all my life. I have no disclosures, I make no money, I'm disabled from practicing, which is perfect because I can do this. I have ADHD and I love irritating people. Y'all stretch for just a second, because I know it's halfway through. All right. You just took the oath of raising your hands over your head and now have become fluoridation advocates. Okay? Thank you. My daughter Gracie here is one that shows you that you can stay inside your four walls, but I guarantee you, you need to get outside of that box to get yourself into a situation where you will become an advocate. I would have broken out in a sweat before I got up in my county and started taking the effort on. I was raised a second generation. My grandparents came from the Middle East. We were of no means. I had a little grocery store. And we were raised at people who were physicians, dentists, police, fire, politicians. You trust those folks. They do the right things for us, and so you place your faith in them. So that's the way I was raised. I also like to include a couple pictures of my other girls that I have on my tree farm. I call them my typical anti-fluoridationists because you can't budge them, and they will kick you at any point, but you also notice they're behind the fence, so they get fed by me. I'm here to talk about local fluoridation efforts and challenges that have been faced. They fall into four categories, no matter what kind of look they have. You have initiating fluoridation, trying to continue fluoridation that's already in place, fighting efforts to have it cease, and that's a biggie, and then resuming it once it's been stopped, either by the politicians or by monies that communities could not afford to do it, which is not as often. The four scenarios, and I placed that in the upper left hand corner, they're basically the same. All of them. Sorry about that cursor. All of them involve the fluoride decision makers. In most communities, that's politicians. Some as boards of health, even in some areas as water operators. The fluoride opposition folks are going to be intimately involved, and the internet's given them a wonderful way to attack it, and it's in every community. If you think it isn't, go talk to your fluoride decision makers. I promise you every community is being bombarded, including my county. It's a million people, only 700,000 were on the county, on the community water system that got cut off. They're known by Fluoride Action Network, New York State Coalition Opposed to Fluoridation. You've got locals in your area. Y'all know what 912ers are? I ran for county commission just recently and found out I was a 912. The 912ers wanted to interview me. That is the people who woke up the day after 9/11 and said it was a conspiracy. Honestly, it's the far right, 10 standard deviation Tea Party folks. That's not... Anyhow, you got your internet groupies, and they really spread misinformation very well, and some will do out-and-out lies. So all these things you'll face. Us as professionals many times aren't even aware it's going on in our community, so we may not even be aware of it and be involved. Public may have heard something, but they typically don't get involved. News media will always be involved, and That's because they sit through these meetings and decision makers. They like to report both sides of things. And I'll tell you, there's a newsflash, is the science on fluoridation is crystal clear. There's not two sides. That's only one science. The other side, science fiction. In my county, Pinellas, in 2011 to 2012, we actually had all four of these scenarios go on. I won't quickly touch on the one where I got involved. It was a workshop. Countywide cessation, how what happened, what was done, the results. It was a workshop. In workshops, they talk about budgets. Remember that, budgets. That's where it's being attacked now by the folks that push against fluoridation. You can save money, and as Howard said, it doesn't work. Primarily, it's by topical. Well, if you got something primary, usually you have a secondary. The secondary is systemic. So it does work. Dentists were there to help support a process that had been going on for 8 years. To support the county commission, and when we walked in, the room was full, and I mean full, of anti-fluoridation folks. They seemed very disorganized and disheveled, and they are the most organized group of people with parts to play in every one of these situations. Don't ever let them fool you. This went on for 4 hours for just that one topic, and they were screaming, the anti-fluoridationists, and Howard said, that's, I don't mean to characterize everybody that doesn't like fluoridation for other reasons, but this is a particular group. They were screaming, jeering their own, booing us as Dennis talking. When it was finally all said and done, the county commissioners, 7 of them, 4 of them voted less than a minute's time of talking about it to cease it. Well, I like to sit next to pretty women at meetings because it keeps me awake, and especially through 4 hours. The one that I sat next to, I had not met before, she was the Dental Association president in South County, and she stood up and they voted, and she said, I can't, in a few other words I won't repeat now, and I looked at her and I said, the fat lady hasn't sung, because I like challenges. This was a cartoon that was in the newspaper right after that in 2011. It said, who can name a large county in Florida that doesn't have fluoridated water, and you can see the beautiful teeth in it. So we took on an effort to reverse it. I reached out to one of the county commissioners that had voted against it because I'd met him. He was a former state legislator, and at our dental meetings, he was a friend of dentistry. I trusted people. I knew that what they were saying was wrong, so I said, you know, I'm going to take the chance. I'll talk to him. He may tell me get the out of his face or whatever. But he puts his underwear on one leg at a time like I do, so all he can say is, I don't want to talk to you. So I reached out to him. Talked to him, he was saying that it was toxic, recently reclassified by the EPA, and I said, John, that's not correct. Anything's toxic, even water can kill you if you drink, unfluoridated water can kill you if you drink enough of it. So he said, well, I'm not changing my vote. I said, why? He goes, I voted for it. Back in 2009, that's not correct. Anything's toxic, even water can kill you if you drink, cameras with you. And just say you were wrong. We just needed one vote. I was ready to dance with anybody of those 4. But nope, we wouldn't do it. Well, I said, okay, bless you. I got irritated, really, with that. And unbeknownst to me, the state dental association, along with some folks nationally and locally, had formed a refluoridation group and an alliance. So they said, you've already talked to them, why don't you be our liaison? I knew about fluoridation. I did my master's work in fluoride and infant formulas, but I didn't buy water fluoridation. So I said, okay, well, the Tampa Bay Times, which was the St. Pete Times, it changed names. They're the largest media outlet in the Southeast. If anybody was more pissed off than me, it was them. Their CEO said right after that meeting, attack them. Let's go after them. They called them the Fluoride Four before they voted against them. The foolishness of the Fluoride Four. Beautiful. Beautiful. And probably the best players in this whole scenario were the 4 county commissioners that voted against it because they played their roles to perfection. They would not change. Oh, how much I enjoyed that. We took hours and hours of meetings face-to-face. I brought in a couple of experts to help with me as I was getting up to speed on all this stuff. Emails back and forth to the Fluoride Four. Put an 800-page document together of basic fluoridation 101, just trying to get them some information to understand what they were saying and why it was wrong. Started in October. Went for 6 months, and our group said in the beginning, we don't want a referendum. We don't want to vote on it. Well, no, you don't want to vote, because then if you lose, you're done for a long time. So after 6 months, I said, you know, we got two of them up for re-election in October or in November. I said, we're 6 months into it. Either it's time to poop or get off the pot to our group. And they were on, and I said, okay, I'll do it on my own if you want me to. But they said, okay, go ahead. Let's go for a political decision. Well, the final decisions, what really sealed it was those four commissioners, when I asked each one of them after 6 months, would you change your vote based on what you're hearing? The answers were no. And it was, it'd be political suicide. You've seen what's going on in Washington. It's less government. CDC is not trustworthy. They're not here in the room talking to us. In fact, they are politically plagued by Washington. And I looked at him. One of them was, this child was in my practice, and I looked at him with disbelief. He said, you going to vote for me? I said, you going to bring back water fluoridation? He said, no. I said, no. Then we're going out and finding some people that will vote. We'll come into office and put it back in. So we shifted to our political phase. Contacted the newspaper, and I said, here's what's been going on for 6 months. Are you interested? Well, absolutely. They used our materials. We helped to support claims they got. In fact, worked with them, the editorial board, on a couple stories that they wrote. Again, two of the four of them were being run against. This is me by Orbay, suit outside the polling place. The dentist really signed on and put our information in their offices. We went out on the street. That's my pickup in my truck. It's from the woods, all plastered up as people's signs. The political fallout was two commissioners of the four that were up for re-election got booted out of office, and it was the first time in 30 years that an incumbent had lost. There was a 6-1 vote to bring it back. 15 months later, we had it back in the water. Two independent polls that were done once after and a year after that showed 65-68% approval. So that's the people. That's not just people in a poll. That is referendum is what it boiled down to on fluoridation. Two other quickies in the county during that time. Dunedin had to replace, city of Dunedin in Florida, had to replace a piece of equipment. And during their budget time, it came up, and it was the same fight. 3-2 vote, we got it continued. Tarpon Springs was an initiation. Same thing. It was coming in. They wanted to get it done. I had a eureka moment, though. I found out that finally, because this city put everything they got on the website, every piece of literature that was sent to them, I found out where these people were getting their information from, and it was these anti-fluoridation groups. I thought, you sons of guns. Well, we won Tarpon Springs 5-0. We got it. This is a real fun one, and then I got to go zipping. Brooksville, Florida. Reporter goes to the bathroom. Mayor is totally against fluoridation. 78-second conversation while he's in the bathroom. Boom, it's gone. 2 years later, one of the county dentists, Pedro Lentz, called just to find out. He's, how much is fluoride in our water? Well, it's not there. So they wanted to try and get it back. Well, the mayor didn't like the way that things were going, so she brings in Paul Conant to debate me. Well, I said, I'm not going to debate him. I said, we'll present testimony. He said, no. She goes, no, we want to debate. I said, well, no. So he gets up, and he's very good. He is a chemistry professor. He's a waste management expert, never published a peer-reviewed article on water fluoridation. He has, sorry Howard, he's got a beautiful accent, and he is a good actor, but he has zip as far as water fluoridation information. But he'll lie, he'll say things, and people just kind of go, ooh. So anyhow, 10 months later, they voted 4-1, we got it back. Okay, grassroots lessons. This is what I'm really here for. I'm going to go quickly through this, Myron. Meet your fluoridation local fluoridation officials, decision makers, whoever they are, Board of Health. Go meet them. When you leave here, I'm going to haunt you in your dreams if you don't go meet them. It's not comfortable, but go talk to them. They go to church. They have teeth. They have children. They have physicians and dentists. They're on ball fields. They're like us. They know some of us. We know them. We elected them. I don't care how big your community is. Establish yourself with them as your go-to person. They get questions, just say, you know, I'd be happy to talk with you. You don't have to have all the answers. I'm here. These folks are here. They're busy. I'm retired. You can call me at any time, and I'll help you. There's a national group of us that do this. Ask every candidate that's running for office, where's your percent on fluoridation? You'd be amazed how many, they'll come up to me now, even if it's running for state legislator, and they'll go, I'm pro-fluoride. I said, good. That's good. You only have to ask after a while. Again, if we don't step up to be the experts, we let the anti-fluoridationists be the experts by default. That ain't going to happen. You cannot let that happen. You want to have community support. I learned this along the way, which really became more and more focused as time went on in different communities, and that's key. You got to have the anti-information that we do, but you got to have your community wanting it. And I want to tell you this is one of the most important things you take away from here today, Freedom of Information Act. Paul Connett's getting close to retirement. His son is an attorney, and they're invoking the Freedom of Information Act on CDC, academicians. If you contact me, I'm going to ask you for your personal email. I got something I want to send of interest to you. And then we're going to talk from then on cell phones, private cell phones, or by private email. So do not jeopardize yourself on public email. The media is your friends. Go talk to them. They'll absolutely get on board with it, especially when you mention Pinellas County. Your role, be the eyes and the ears of your community. Somebody's mentioned something to you about fluoridation that they heard. Damn it, there's fluoridation issues going on in your county and your community. Don't ignore it. Call me. If you don't know what to do, call me. I'll turn you in. I'll turn you on to Bill Moss, Matt Jacob. I'll help you fight the battles. Be the educators. Don't be scared to step up. I'm going to tell you, I screwed up a couple times. Well, if you don't ever try, you don't ever make a mistake. If I can do it, I know you guys can do it. And the bottom line is, we're not doing this so we can pat ourselves on the back. We're doing this for the people who need dental care the most and are the least likely to have access to get it. We can cut down their cavities by 25% for adults and children. And we're adults a hell of a lot longer than we are children. So we all need this. Thank you all very much, and I appreciate you listening to me.